I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When Ludwig van Beethoven died in 1827, the cause of his death was never definitively answered, but researchers may have found the key to unlock the mystery thanks to mourners who cut locks from his hair for keepsakes while he was on his deathbed. Fast forward to present day, where auctions were actually selling Beethoven's hair to collectors, with researchers deciding they could be better used to find out just how the legendary composer died. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. William Meredith, Beethoven scholar with San Jose State University, who bought those hair samples at auctions and then sent them in for analysis. Doctor, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here.
So what did you learn about his death, and how does it differ from previous assumptions?
Well, we knew that he died from cirrhosis, but we didn't know what caused the cirrhosis. So what we found out by examining these strands of hair was that Beethoven had hepatitis B at the end of his life. Hepatitis B can be very dangerous. Some people throw off the infection, but Beethoven had hepatitis B. But also, very interestingly, he also had two genetic markers that predispose people to liver disease. So if you combine those genetic markers with the fact that Beethoven had hepatitis B, which we never knew before, and the fact that he drank an average amount of alcohol for Viennese people of that day, if you put those three things together, they are the probable causes of his cirrhosis of the liver. So now we have an answer to that. It wouldn't actually matter how much he drank. He was not an alcoholic by any means, but even today, if you get diagnosed with hepatitis B, the doctor is going to say, no wine for you, sir.
So you were not able, or researchers were not able, to find out what caused Beethoven's deafness.
That is correct. There were some markers for certain kinds of gastrointestinal and abdominal things that might one day be more discovered about, but at the moment, there were no clues as to what caused Beethoven's deafness.
Were you able to learn anything new about his life, and did you expect that?
Well, we learned one thing that was rather amazing, which was that Beethoven's family originally came. The Beethovens come from Belgium, and there are still a group of people in Belgium who have the last name Beethoven, and there's about 150 members of these families. And we tested their hair, and we compared it to Beethoven's genome, and they do not match, which means that in the generations in between when Beethoven's family left Belgium and Beethoven himself, there's what we call an extra pair of paternity. In other words, one of the women slept with someone who was not her husband. So Beethoven's last name probably shouldn't be Beethoven because the father at some point was not Beethoven. One of the German newspapers today had an interesting headline that said, Beethoven van Müller, in other words, Müller, a common German name. They're sort of making fun of the fact that his last name wasn't really Beethoven.
I can't get over the fact that mourners way back then cut locks of his hair for keepsakes. Was that a common thing back then?
Well, it was very common. People even today cut locks of hair with your baby to save, like, the first time the baby's hair is cut. And young women back in the early 19th century would have a lock of their lover's hair. And famous people were often getting asked for locks of their hair. People would collect locks of hair. So in this case, some people asked Beethoven before he died. One of the locks that we tested is actually from a woman who admired Beethoven, and she got it the year before he died. But then when he was lying in state in his apartment for a few days, people who came to visit took supposedly all of the hair off of his head that could be reached.
Wow. Doctor, what's next for you? You're going to write a book or create a movie or a script?
It would be interesting. You know, there's a lot more work that can be done on this. One thing that is in the works is that there are two women who were married to other men who had children that people have said are Beethoven's children. So these are competing theories. So one of the things that we could do now that we have his genome is we could exhume them and do a DNA test from the bones and then compare and see if there's any truth to these theories, both of which seem pretty wild to me.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us. Dr. William Meredith is a Beethoven scholar with San Jose State University.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.